Good morning, everyone. Boker Tov. Hope you are doing well. This morning is our last shiur in this series, and so I thank all of you who have joined us for this journey of the study of Ali Shur, of Rav Shlomo Volbe's amazing work. It's been an opportunity to reflect each week on our own personal growth. We've spoken about self-awareness, about understanding our place, what it means to be a mensch, and becoming the best people that we can. And this is the Avoda HaMusaris, the path of Musar, of self-development, of refinement, of coming closer to our inner selves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're striving for. And so to be a part of this group has been a great honor for me. And Emir Hashem Yisbarach, in the fall, we're going to begin a new series in a different area of Torah. So today, I thought to conclude by moving to a different section. For those who got the email this morning and have the paper in front of you, great. If not, don't worry, I'll read it out. It's this section. It's in the Ma'aracha Revias, in the fourth area called Chaim, about life, about living. We know that so much of our life is comprised of mitzvos, of things that we do. And the Avoda HaMusaris, what we have talked about in terms of personal character development, is not what we do, but how we do, or who we are when we do. So perhaps this is a great summary or nucleus that captures so much of what we've been talking about. So Rav Volbe points us into a Gemara, which is in the end of Maseches Makos. The Gemara here in Maseches Makos teaches us something that probably everyone is familiar with, but not necessarily familiar with the source. The Gemara tells us here that Tanu Rabbanan, The Mishnah tells us a famous statement that Reb Chananya ben Akasha taught that Hashem wanted to give us merit, and therefore he gave us 613 mitzvot. So the Gemara is discussing mitzvot. Great. Says the Gemara, Darash Rav Simloi taught 613, Sheish Meos Ushlosh Esri Mitzvos, Namru Lo Lamoshe, were given to Moshe, 613 mitzvos. There are Shlosh Meos Vishishin Vachomesh, there are 365 Lavin, negative commandments, Kaminya Mosachama, correlated to the days of the sun, the solar calendar. Umasayim Varboim Ushmona Asei. And there are 248 positive commandments, 365 negative, 248 positive. Keneged Evarav Shal Adam, correlated to the limbs of a person. And how does he know this? Amrav Hamnuna Maikro, what does the Pasuk say? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. The Gemara teaches us Torah, the word Torah, the gematria, going over to 24a now, the top of the page, the gematria is 611. And Anochi and Lo'iya, we received them directly from God. So the Gemara tells us we have a tradition based on the gematria of the word Torah and Rav Simloi's teaching. There are 613 mitzvahs. Now we all know that there are many more than 613 mitzvahs, but those are the core basic mitzvahs. Great. So says Rav Volbe, we are familiar with this Gemara, that this Gemara tells us there are certain 613 mitzvos. But then, fascinatingly, in the continuation of the Gemara tells us, and he quotes it here, Ki ba David vehemid alacha sesrei. Did you know that David HaMelech gave you the cliff notes to all the mitzvos HaTorah? David HaMelech truncated the list of 613 mitzvos and boiled it down to 11. What is that? It's a mizmor in Tehillim. Says the Gemara, David HaMelech said, Mizmor le David Hashem, miyogur be'olecho, who will dwell in the tent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miyishkon b'har kodshecho, who will reside in your holy mountain, tells us the following, holech tamim, someone who goes wholesomely, Upoel tzedek, and acts with righteousness. V'dover emes bilvavo, and speaks truth in their heart. Lo rogel al lashono, they didn't speak slander on their tongue. Lo asla re'eu ra, they didn't do evil to their fellow. Vecherpa lo nasa akrovo, and they didn't carry a cherpa, an embarrassment, an injustice on their relative. Nivza be'enav nimas, the person views themselves as nothing, not important. Nimas. Ve'es yirei Hashem yechabed, honoring those who fear Hashem. Nishba lahara v'lo yomir, the person swears, lahara v'lo yomir. Kaspo lo nasa b'neshech v'shochar al naki lo lakach, financial arrangements, ose eile lo yimod l'olam. And then the Gemara goes on to talk about each one. The Gemara then gives you even a further truncation. If you look down, the Gemara says, after you quote all of this, hang on 1 second. I want to get the exact quote. They were mamid it on 6. Here. Before the conclusion of the Gemara, we keep whittling it down. Micha put it on 3. Let me get the exact line that we need here. Hold on. Here it is. Bo Yeshayahu. Yeshaya comes along. Ve'emidon al sheish. And he held the entire Torah on 6 principles. Holech tzedakos v'dover mershorim motzi mois bevetza me'ashkos noar kapav mitmoch b'shochar otim ozim b'shmo adamim v'otzom enov meres bera. And then the Gemara goes on to give you examples of each one. So Rav Volbi quotes not the entire list, this Gemara, but he quotes that Ba David v'hemet alachas esrei. Ba David came and he truncated the principles of Torah to 11. Ba Yeshaya v'emidon al sheish. Ba Micha, Micha comes along and puts it on 3. And then Chazu Yeshaya v'emidon al shtayim, etc. So Rav Volbi makes an interesting observation about these two initial lists of 11 of David HaMelech and 6 of Yeshaya. Hayur Aleph, third line here in this Hakdama to how do we live, what it means to live. Hayur Aleph HaSheish, the 11 and the 6, Shalem He'emidu es HaTaryag, that on them they stood all 613 mitzvos. Heim kulam, says Rav Volbi something interesting. What does it mean that they distilled all 613 mitzvos? Heim kulan, midos. They are all character traits, qualities. Kulan midos. Isn't that strange? The 613 mitzvos are essentially the opposite. They are actions. They are things that we need to do, boxes that we need to check because we need to accomplish them. And yet, when we distill them down, what do we come up with? We come up with midos. How do we understand that? So says Rav Volbi, says Rav Chaim Vital, the great Kabbalist, Rav Chaim Vital, Nishmaso Eden of the Shari Kedusha, this is the deep end of the pool, I'm just familiar with the shallow end. So Rav Chaim Vital tells us the following. Ki hamidos, the character traits, who we are, how we are, hein quote, ki se v'yesod v'shoresh, they are the chair, they are the foundation, and they are the root. V'hachanos ikarios, and the primary, the main preparations, el tariag hamitzvos. Says Rav Volbi, let me explain what that means. Efshar lasos mitzvah im haseichel levad. You cannot do mitzvos with your intellect alone. You can't just think what the right thing to do is and act. There has to be a character. Efshar, it's impossible, b'li midos tovos, without good character. Vehein mitzidon, and by having good character, ma'oros es haguf lepu'ula, our good character, that voice of conscience, that neshama, that selam elokim, those values, if they speak loudly enough, they call to us. They call upon us to act in a certain way, and they are ma'oros es haguf lepu'ula. They generate action. Lechein, therefore, his yachasu chazal b'chumra ko rabba el midos ro'os. Says that's why chazal, they were so serious about the issues of negative character traits. For example, he quotes the Gemara, Shabbos, kol hakoyis oved avodah zarah mamish. A person who gets angry literally worships idols. Mi sheyesh bo gasus haruach hu kakofer beikar. Somebody who has hubris, arrogance, they are the equivalent of a heretic. Why? He says, ki shoresh l'avodah zarah hi midas hakas. Because the root of idol worship is actually anger. As bad as idol worship is, but if you get to the root of it, there's actually a midah. There's a character trait. There's a quality. Same thing. Vashorish l'kfira, the shorish, the root of heresy, is gaiva, is arrogance. Meidach, on the opposite, im hamidos hein tovos. If our qualities, our midos are good, yuchal ha'adam bekalos, a person can easily come l'kayim kol ha-mitzvos, to do all the mitzvos. Why? Ki hamidos ozros bezeh. The midos help us. I wonder if when the Ger Tzedek, that person wanted to convert, came to Hillel and he said to him, teach me the whole Torah on one foot. So Hillel said to him, don't do to somebody else what you wouldn't want done to you, right? What was he telling him? Was he telling him an action? Well, he was telling him what not to do, but through telling him what not to do, what he was really teaching him was a midah, was what kind of person to think about yourself. Make sure you have a healthy self-concept, self-awareness, and then think about your place. How does it relate to somebody else? In a certain sense, Hillel was teaching him emotional intelligence. The yesod of Torah is healthy midos. Those healthy midos will then guide you to be aware of other people, to be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the magnificent world around us. Dor HaMidbar, Rav Volbi says, the generation of the desert, hayamushlam b'midos. They were complete in their midos. Maybe that's because they had been subjugated. They had been avodim. They understood what it meant to suffer, to think of others. Lechein kol tariag mitzvos hiskaimu oz b'shleimus. And therefore, except for, you know, very rare occasions, the mekoshesh and the observance of Torah, says Rav Volbi, took place in the desert, because his assumption is, I'm not sure where he substantiates this, but his assumption is that the Jews in the desert had midos tovos. So if we want to boil down the avoda musaris, what Rav Volbi wants to teach us from his Rebbe, from Yerucham, all the way back from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, going back to Chazal, to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Masorah of Pirkei Avos, which comes Moshe Misinai, it's to have good character. To be the kind of people that we can become. And through that, we can accomplish all Tariag Mitzvahs. Thank you everyone for joining me on this journey. Have a wonderful day. Make sure, don't miss, Emir Tzashem, in less than 2 weeks, is our Nili Yarchi Kala with a women's learning conference that's going to be phenomenal this year. Special guest speakers from Chicago and around the world. Exciting alternative sessions of creative types of learning. We thank Emma Katz for coordinating, and we look forward to joining you all there. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.